in the first half either. Second half performance, you can't ask for any more apart from get just a wee bit more luck. And if we did get a wee more luck, we'd have won. We'd have got something out of the game. I just thought we asked them a lot of questions, and to be fair, they defended well enough, but we did. I thought we overpowered them second half, and see, we're just really disappointed. It's a hard one to take for us. They're supposedly the best team in the league, and definitely felt we matched them anyway.
Will that give you a bit of confidence
for another result? They kind of dropped the standards that they showed, especially second half of the night. Mm-hmm. I thought we'd done the horrible side of the game, and that's one thing that you always ask them to do, and you don't always get, because technically the boys are good enough and we've got some right good players in there, but when they do the other side of it and mix that together, we've got a right good chance of doing well. We're only first quarter through the season. We'll see come the end of the second quarter where we're going to be. So did I, that's what you're hoping your subs there. I thought Beattie was excellent when he came on. He gave us a physical presence, and their centre half started to have worry about a few things rather than just stroll through the game. So fair play to Big Beats. He's not that level fitness wise yet, but we're trying to get him there. It was a hard decision to leave him out the night, but again, I think I got more out of him in the.
Think we're going to do it in the game, Mark?
I thought we were going to get something. I thought maybe about 2 minutes for time. I thought it was not going to be all night because nothing was falling for us, but. Even with 10, 15 ago, I just felt it was still there for us. And we did, and there was a couple cleared off the line. Keepers made a couple of saves and a couple of chances we probably should have scored, and we've maybe not connected right with them. But again, another day, you play that game 9 times out of 10, we'll get the very minimum of a draw. So it's just one of these ones, we don't get a luck. Sometimes that happens, and we'll just have to go on again and make sure we go and get a result next week at Capel. Tough. We're not good enough to say that any game's no tough. We've played the so-called poorer teams or weaker teams in this league, and we've not done great against them. So we've already beat Morton this season, so hopefully we can go up there and do the same again.
Right, yeah. But I don't think there's an awful lot between the teams in terms of.
Definitely not.
Showed up tonight, you know.
No, we're not worried about that. We know we've got the players there, and to say if we can do the dirty side of the game. I've got no fears we can beat anybody on we're there. I just felt we were unlucky the night, got to take something for it.
How serious was the injury to the centre-back?
Murph, Jesus, I don't know, we're not getting a lot of luck when it comes to injuries. You know, I think his shoulder popped out and then popped back in. So I don't know how long that'll be, whether it's one of the ones he might recover quite quick and be alright for next week. So we just need to wait 48 hours or 72 hours before we see what happens there. Well, we'll be alright for next week. That was the reason we left him out the night, because if we played him the night, he wouldn't get through it. Brian Gilmer's away to hospital. We think he's maybe got a wee fracture on his tibula. So we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what the diagnosis is for that. But again, it's just when you get a decent squad together, you're going to lose 2 or 3 players, and we've not got that many in there. So we'll just hopefully keep people fit and say go again, try to get us out next week.
Yeah,